As farmers head into the 2016 growing season, they're taking a hard look at the cost of their management plan. Don Messick, Vice President of Program Development and Agriculture for the Sulphur Institute, discusses what farmers should consider when making these decisions.
Commodity prices always drive a farmer's decision on what crop to grow, but despite low crop prices, we want to make certain that we are applying the needed nutrients. I looked at some past budgeting that Ag Economists did in August, and people were looking at $9.25 beans, $4 corn. And of course, we're not there, but we want to make sure that we optimize the situation and apply the fertilizers and be well-reasoned with the program that we use.
Determining an appropriate program starts with choosing which inputs will best improve your crop's output. Farmers tend to look at nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium, but Messick says there's another nutrient to consider.
We call sulfur the fourth major nutrient. For many crops, this is where it ranks in terms of total requirement and a balanced fertilizer program. Sulfur boosts both yield and quality, so without adequate amounts, both can sulfur. We've done research in the Corn Belt, the U.S. prairies, the Canadian prairies, and the Pacific Northwest, particularly where we found a lot of sulfur deficiencies, but we're finding them in a lot more regions, or pretty much nationwide.
Sulfur is necessary for plant growth and nutrition, so a deficiency will affect your bottom line. Ultimately, your 2016 management decision should be based on how you can achieve the best yield and quality from your crop. As you draw up your plans, adding a sulfur fertilizer to your nutrient program could pay off.
The important thing to keep in mind is look at your management. When does the crop need the sulfur the most? And then remember that you're not talking about an expensive input to get some significant yield increases and quality increases. With that 15 to 30 pounds per acre addressing most deficiencies, a bushel of beans, a couple bushels of corn will return that investment.
That's Don Messick, Vice President of Program Development and Agriculture for the Sulphur Institute. I'm Michael Clements reporting.